The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I want to express my deep appreciation to both Gil and Venerable Anallio for their teachings on emptiness, which I'm borrowing from quite a bit this week. And so today is the fourth in the series of training in emptiness. And the step after what we did yesterday in the discourse we've been studying is infinite space. So Monday, we focused on really becoming aware of the inconstancy of everything that's conditioned. And because we and everything are just a flow rather than solid, we're essentially empty. And what the Buddha stressed that we need to be empty of is empty of ideas of a self. And then on Tuesday, we went to the part of the Sangha where he begins teaching Ananda about how to enter into emptiness. And he starts with the example that they're all there meditating together. And what is not empty is the Sangha, the monastic Sangha meditating there. And so that is the presence. And he stresses the importance of knowing not only what's present, but also what's absent. And he gave the example of the Sangha there in that hall being absent of all kinds of animals. And in the same way, when we tend to reify anything, we should always know that it's empty of a self. And then yesterday, we moved to the next step in the teaching, which is to quiet down on the details and meditate on the oneness of the earth. So this is a way of electing the mind. And the step after that is infinite space. And I'd like to just make a little aside that I learned that this week NASA has celebrated its first year of the James Webb Space Telescope in space, and it has performed far beyond expectations. And in fact, has revealed in our own cosmic backyard images of galaxies that arose very close to the Big Bang, to the beginning of the universe. And before this telescope in space, astronomers only had a handful of images of early galaxies in the first 1 billion years of existence. And now they have hundreds And it's totally astonishing because what they're seeing is clouds of forming stars that are swirling around black holes. So in the midst of the space of the universe, there's all this flow happening. And the fact that they could go back so far and see this at the earliest time of the universe, it was like having baby pictures of the universe, the cosmos. And in fact, what these reveal is how things were at the beginning of time. So in a way, they have the time in the early part of the cosmos is now available to humans in the form of images. Extraordinary. So I'd like to spend the rest of this talk reading to you, continuing from where we left off yesterday in the shorter sutta on emptiness. And I think it would be nice just for you to listen. If you like, you can close your eyes, but I'm hoping that dropping deep into the sutta will be useful. The Buddha says, "Again, Ananda, not attending to the perception of forest or perception of earth, a practitioner clearly knows this field of perception is empty of the perception of forest. There is only this that is not emptiness, the oneness dependent on perception of earth. Thus, one regards what is not there as empty. However, as to what remains there, one clearly knows this is present. Thus, Ananda, this is the genuine, undistorted, completely pure descent into emptiness. One attends to the oneness dependent on the perception of the sphere of infinite space. Through the perception of the sphere of infinite space, the mind gains confidence, becomes settled, remains still, and is inclined towards release. One clearly knows thus, whatever stress there might be, dependent on the perception of forest, that is not present here. Whatever stress there might be, dependent on the perception of earth, that is not present here. There is only this measure of stress, the oneness dependent on the perception of the sphere of infinite space. One clearly knows this field of perception is empty of the perception of earth. There is only this that is not emptiness, the oneness dependent on the perception of the sphere of infinite space. Thus, one regards what is not there as empty. However, as to what remains, One clearly knows this is present. Thus, Ananda, this is the genuine, undistorted, completely pure descent into emptiness. You'll remember that in the beginning of this discourse, the Buddha affirms that he often abides in emptiness. And this is what Buddhas do, and also arahants, fully awakened ones. The Buddha often refers to this as pleasant abiding when he's meditating. And it's important to know that this can also be done, not just in seated meditation, but in any of the four postures, sitting, standing, walking, or lying down. We can imagine spaciousness and emptiness as medicine for the fetter of conceit. So with that, I'd like to suggest that we, in as many of our daily activities as we can, see if we can perceive spaciousness and remember that everything is empty of a self. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your practice.